Why?
Why not?
God damn it. All right, we're back again for another fresh, steaming fresh pile of local programming podcast. I'm the Mr. T Experience. With me always is
Murphy, transferring in from Metro South. And then we have two special guests today.
Woo, Isabel.
And?
Nashali.
Nice.
They're both girls, if you couldn't tell.
Yes, they're both women.
Thank you.
They're both of the female sex.
Okay.
So tell us about yourself, Isabel. We'll start with you.
Okay. I'm a girl. I go to school and I work and I party.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Ooh. Ooh. And you gotta end with the party.
Yeah, well, yeah, my mom says that, so
nice.
I say it too.
In English or Spanish?
Osi.
Osi.
Yeah.
And Nashali, give us a little headline. Who are you?
Well, I'm going to school as well. I'm about to graduate. Moving out on my own in a few months. And right now I'm just working my butt off to save money so I can actually pay for my own place.
So you can get the hell out of like...
Yeah, so I can get out
nest,
of here.
Yeah.
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 then, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. I also live on my own.
So what's up, guys? What's new? What's new in your guys' lives besides work and all that other shit?
What's new in your life?
I don't know.
Okay.
No, nothing.
Not a damn thing.
I watched Cinderella.
Oh, that's interesting.
And Fast and the Furious. Oh, and I went on a bad date. That was not fun.
Wait, what happened? Now you gotta tell us.
Oh, it was so stupid. It was just like, you know how girls are usually like, oh, you know, half and half.
Yeah, I know all about that.
Half and half pay. You know, you pay for half, or like at least he offers to pay or whatever.
No, the girls should always pay first.
I mean, that's stupid, but okay. It was just not fun, not gentleman, not...
Because you had to pay?
No. It's not. It's just like at least he didn't even offer.
Oh.
It was just like, come on. I don't know.
No.
It was just... He was immature. He was not cool.
What do you mean? Like, give us some details. You don't have to say his name, but like, what happened? All right, he didn't pay.
The first thing that happened, like I got there late, and of course, right? Surprise.
Good All start. Right, so black mark for you.
Anyways, I got there and he was like, "Okay, I'll wait for you." And I was like, "Okay." And I got there and he was like, in line, and he's like, "Oh, I already got my ticket. Now you just gotta buy yours." And I'm like, "Okay, like whatever." And so I bought it. I like walked in, but he. I don't know. It's just like very girl-y.
You explain it to us. We're not girls, so I don't know it at all.
I don't even get it.
You don't get it? Oh my gosh. Then let's move on.
No, we want to know. I'm like really curious.
It just wasn't like what I expected.
Why?
He wasn't being a gentleman like it was a date.
Yes.
It was just like she met her friend there.
Yeah, but like.
But at the end,
he expected me like to fuck him.
He expected?
Yeah, like
after not paying?
Yeah.
No.
I mean,
did he open a door even at any
no,
point?
No, he didn't. Yeah, no.
Did he cut the popcorn? Did he cut the hole in the popcorn? Did he at least make a
move?
He
didn't even buy popcorn.
Oh my god.
I was the one who had to
That
make
should have been a
move.
Red flag right there. If they don't buy popcorn, you get the fuck out. Cuz that is a
it
big sign.
It was so bad. It was And
Damn.
Then yeah, I was like, "Oh, we walked in and I was like, "Do you want to buy any food?" And he's like, "No." Like you buy food here? And like, no, I was just fucking asking. Like,
he said that?
What? Yeah.
In that tone?
He said it like that, yeah.
Like all fucking pretentious and
yeah.
I'm fucking holier
like,
than
And
you?
Then this fucking asshole, we go inside and he's like, "I'm actually kind of hungry. Do you want to go get me something?" Like, what the fuck? Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I do. I actually really do. No, I don't. And I was like, "No, actually, you're old enough. You can go get it yourself." And he's like, "Oh, come on. I'm lazy." I'm like,
Damn.
That's...
He's showing all the
That's marriage material.
Where did you meet this guy? Where did you
at school?
Oh,
yeah.
Damn.
It was not. I mean, wow. I was the only one, actually. I was the one who was like, oh, let's go out. And he's like, okay, yeah, let's go out. And I, like, we ended up, we did kiss, but I totally regret it because just, like, that whole situation was, like, bullshit.
You kissed him after he didn't buy you popcorn?
Yeah, but I was, like, horny.
Sushia, man. Qué sucia. Qué sucia eres.
No, cállate la Ay. Pinche boca. Oh, my God.
Desgraciada.
I don't know. But, yeah, and then after, like, I was going, like, he's like, yeah, let's have sex in your car. And I was like, okay.
Well, I mean, to be fair, though, you do have a cool car.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah. And he's like, your car's true. Bigger. Whatever. Yeah, yeah, thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
There's a lot
of... It's a shaggin' wagon.
Yeah, oh, I upped the price.
Wagon. Damn.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, so, and then I was like, we got to my car and I was like, actually, let's not do this. I got to go home. I actually did have to, like, go home because I was...
Oh, gonna... so you were down up into a point?
No, I wasn't down at all.
Oh,
but he
you
was...
were leading him on?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you went to your car much. And then you're like, nah.
He had to pay somehow.
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh,
that's
my
exactly
God.
What happened. And then I just, like... He hugged me and then he left and I just sat in my car like, what the fuck?
What like, what
I
happened?
Do?
You're all texting what? Your buddies. Oh, man, it wasn't a bad day.
No, I called my mom. And I'm just kidding. That's, yeah. And no, yeah, I was just like, not
Yeah,
much.
On behalf of men, I apologize.
Really?
Yeah. That's pretty bad.
That's like, yeah, that's pretty bad.
It was just,
oh. Well, I mean, it could be worse, obviously. Yeah. You know, he could have done a lot more, but a lot more worse. But
yeah.
That's pretty bad.
I mean, honestly, I feel like a certain, you know, person who used to sit in that chair would have done better and been more of a gentleman.
Hmm.
Probably.
Who sat in that chair? Now I'm curious.
The other one.
You've listened. Who's missing?
There used to be a man named RoboCop. But he's
man.
No longer with well, us.
Boy child. We were just talking right
Alex
now?
Alex J. Murphy.
Yeah.
In quotes.
Yeah.
But he departed.
Recently departed.
Yeah.
Alex J. Murphy.
This May is he from rest our in homies. Peace. Like,
I'm just kidding. Do you have any bad dates like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, let's hear about your bad date.
Oh, no. I've been a little bit luckier than just to have like
oh, so you got
an asshole. No.
Oh, come on.
Okay.
Oh, shit. Damn. You went straight. You didn't fuck with the popcorn. You're like, don't worry, dog. You don't need to buy me shit.
Let's not waste no time there. No.
Let's buy the ticket and go straight to the car.
Throw a mattress in the bed and you're good to go.
Damn.
No.
That's crazy. Good times.
Well, at least for me, like, I was redeemed the next day. I went out with another guy and that went great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you actually fuck in your car?
No.
Oh, well, that would have redeemed the bad date.
I mean, we fucked somewhere else, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
But out of the car? Because that next would up time. The value of the car.
Next time.
Then there's experience.
Yeah.
Are you trying to buy her car?
He is, okay.
I'm in the market.
Really? What's but wrong
now,
with the...
But now she's upping the price, and I'm like, now I need more, like... I need the Carfax.
What's wrong with your Hyundai?
Nothing.
Hyundai Smart Car.
There's nothing wrong with my car, but I like that car. I've always been kind of drawn to those.
Have you tried getting in and out of it?
What?
Yeah, have
her
you
car?
Tried?
No. I probably won't.
Do you want to try?
But I don't give a fuck. I'll make
it. Can't be any worse than a Hyundai Elantra.
No, hey, my car has a lot of room. A lot of room.
Yeah.
I mean, you can try. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll give it a shot. Well, when you're going to not be, you know, another 8 months, whatever you said, so. We got a while.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, so, Nigeli, tell us about a bad date.
A bad date?
Yeah, you don't have to go into detail like Susie over here, but...
Fuck you. Fucking sucking Papa Snurf's dick and
Thank
stuff.
You. I'm glad you remembered.
I will always remember.
No, I don't think I've ever been in a bad date as to the extent that she went through.
Is it real? Was it really
did you
bad?
Put that, did I, you put that back?
Yeah, I did because I didn't want to crunch on it anymore.
But you put it back into the community bowl?
Do you want me to take it out?
Yes.
I'll do it.
Fuck. You didn't hear us yell at Manny for doing the same thing?
No, I didn't.
You ate that. You ate like 80% of one of the... No, 90%. All of the inner spokes and almost the entire outside except for one spoke width.
It just felt bad, like crunching. Is
now
it
that
bad?
Now that guy is in our bowl now.
Yeah.
No.
No, the other guy.
Yeah, the second guy.
Oh. Yeah,
the good guy.
Yeah, he's in there.
I'm
just kidding.
Whoever you are,
I'm just kidding.
Whoever you are, sir, you taste good.
I'll stick to my pineapple cider.
No, but you were saying not, about your bad date?
Oh, what about my bad date?
So there you were. You were in the back of your Volvo.
My Volvo.
My Volvo.
You're in the back of Isabel's Volvo. And then you realized, fuck, you're in my car?
And then that was it.
Oh. And then she came and...
And then, yeah, yeah. That was the bad date. It and was then, like, oh,
and
crap.
And she also arrived, yeah.
Yeah, got the wrong car.
Oh,
that's crazy.
Man, I mean, it was fine. Like, I didn't
but,
mind.
You know, it's just like, I don't know it how just, much money you were going to start pricing that.
That's true.
You know,
I know. Like, the wheels really would look like they were going to pop. It's just like.
Whoa, what?
What?
Can you give us a better picture of this?
I think.
What is happening here?
I don't know.
This is turned into a subreddit that I subscribe to.
Well, what about you, Gordo?
What about
any
yeah.
bad dates?
I had one.
Bad anything.
That I regret because she got really, it wasn't the date, actually. It was just her.
okay.
The date was fine. I mean, we went, you know, the stereotypical date. We went to eat. We went to Madryn. Back in Madryn, it was open. Right about time it closed. We went to eat. And we went to the park. The cops told us to get the fuck out. So
11 o'clock.
About 11-ish, yeah. Told us to leave. No, it wasn't 11. It was like 1 in the morning.
Well, they closed at 11, yeah.
Yeah. So we were there. We went back to my friend's apartment. He was, like, somehow living by himself. And he was, like, 14.
What?
I'm not even kidding. Yeah, it was Brookhurst's apartment.
Okay.
This girl, I lost my virginity to, the girl that I was dating in this story. But we leading up to that, it, like, she just turned into, like, a really crazy bitch. Like, super...
Like, in that date or, like...
That date was the red flag that I should have followed because what happened after the date went down, like, she was, like, literally, like, we're going out, you know?
Okay.
So don't be talking to no girls and all this shit. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, chill out. We're not even... We haven't even kissed. You know what I mean? Well, we have, but, you know, not like you and the other guys, so...
Hey.
You know, I'm fucking kidding. But, no, she just turned out to be really, really crappy, really shitty person. I mean, just in general. Like, I don't have, like, a bad date. It's more of a bad person. So, yeah, I didn't like her. Okay. She ended up having, like, 4 fucking kids and all this shit.
Wow.
She's been going in and out of... Like the mental institutes here.
Damn, you dodged a fucking bullet.
I
there.
Did.
Oh
I did dodge
God.
A bullet. She wanted to get pregnant. She wanted
Damn.
To get. And I was like, fuck no. I was like, 15, 16.
What the fuck?
I was like, no, I can't do this. You're
That's
tripping.
Funny. She's in the mental hospital.
Yeah, she's getting worse.
That sucks.
I'm pretty sure she's on drugs, but hey, you can't.
I mean, I wish
that.
Her the best, but.
Ezcourts.gov.
I won't say any names. But she was cool. She was cool up until, like I said, everything started unfolding. But no, I never had like a bad date. I've always been a gentleman. I'm never a piece of shit. Like I was saying in the last one, I don't like to be a piece of shit. If I know a date's going bad, I'll just kind of like break it. Mm-hmm. I'll just kind of like, this isn't working out. And she'd be like, yeah, you're right. And we'll just leave.
What do you
Instead
mean?
Of going further and making the rest of the night awkward, you know?
Yeah.
I cut that shit, like, off immediately. Because you just know. There's that connection. It's not attraction right away, but there's that.
And usually you both, huh? You're both, like, on the same page.
Yeah, there's
like,
a little, like, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, she's, like, giggling and cariños and all that shit. And, you know, usually you know. I like to think I know. But mm-hmm. What do I know, right?
Maybe. Okay.
I fuck with... crazy bitches.
Oh.
No, but yeah. Other than that, though, I've had my shares of one-night stands and other random shit. But
you want to go into depth into that?
No, not really. It's normal. I don't think I've had, like, a crazy...
sex life?
No, sex life is pretty interesting. With that, because that same girl, she was down, so... I learned a lot. I learned bukkake really early.
Oh, okay.
I learned personal bukkake. Nah.
Does it really count if it's only one person?
No, it doesn't. No, but...
Are you implying something else? Something more?
I went on a double date once. That was fucking awkward. Because their date went bad.
Oh.
And then I felt bad. We were at I think Rockies. Yeah, we went to Rockies. And the chick just was like arguing with him, with my friend. Goddamn, what was his name? I don't know, it doesn't matter.
Let's call him Frank.
Let's call him Jay. Jay. I think Frank Jay. I think his name was like Jose or something.
Jay Frank.
He's not like my friend. He was an acquaintance. They just went hard. They started arguing against each other, and it was just bad. I was just sitting there like, no, I don't. We weren't texting back then, but I can imagine.
You were just making that motion.
I was like, this is going to be something in the future. I was already
You'll get
getting,
it. You'll get
getting
it later.
Texting anxiety. Yeah, I was already like muscle memory.
Writing shit on your hand.
Yeah. Hey, this is a bad date, huh?
Oh, I actually found a picture.
Of what?
Of like the tattoo you said you wanted.
Oh, the lines?
Yeah.
Nice.
It exists.
I mean, it's just two lines. I don't.
Oh, well, it was like.
I don't see it as being like crazy. Just two like blue lines. That's usually blue, right?
Yeah.
It's like notepaper.
Yeah, kind of like that. Yeah, but only two lines, though.
Great for a podcast. See an image.
Yeah, right?
I mean, it looks great.
It's somebody's
the image. Oh, wow.
It looks really cool.
She's showing
cool.
a picture of somebody's wrist with blue lines on it.
Like college rule, notebook paper.
I would get it, I would get it blue, though. You know, I'd want it blue.
Well, what color would you want it?
Blue.
I'd want the lines to be
blue. The only bad thing is if you only do the two lines, though, then you can't do the little red line down the edge for your margin, you know?
That's true.
Nah, I don't need it that crazy.
He needs to be able to write it.
This needs to be like for useful, like
you
practical.
You should do it like yellow too, so it's like a post-it note or something.
Oh, that's
just paint like, all
just a square.
Just a yellow square on my fucking on my hand. That would be really stupid.
That'd be really cool.
It's on your hand right now.
It says Sour Paper M.
Okay.
Sour
paper?
Sour paper.
M.
M for motherfucker?
Yes. Okay. Paper motherfucker. Sour paper motherfucker.
Sour paper motherfucker.
Motherfucker? Sour. Somebody thought I said soul, and I'm like, yeah, soul paper.
I got no guess.
For when I'm wiping my ass deep, you know?
Oh.
Like deep as hell.
Whoa.
Would you guys ever wipe your ass with sandpaper? Like, would you ever do it?
No.
How about for $2 billion?
Fuck yeah.
Okay, there we go.
Well, that, you see, that changes.
What about
things.
The front? The front,
I was going to say, I've run into some in hotels and public bathrooms. It might as well have been fucking 80 grit.
Hey, you know what? I am actually partial to that fucking school toilet paper.
No, not that shit.
I like this
No,
shit.
That's terrible.
I like it rough.
I like it cheap, but I don't like it the way that stuff tears too easily, and it's the kind that it like scrunches sideways too easily.
I don't like that fluffy like Cottonelle shit because I don't feel it, and then I got all this poop on my hand because it's like it's tearing.
It's like ghost.
I need my shit to be like industrial strength.
What?
Because I have industrial strength poop that needs the equivalent of the medium that is going to wipe it off my ass.
You do just need a bidet.
Oh, yeah.
No, but you know what? Bidets
are just kinda, like someone is spitting.
They're messy, though, because it's splashing all your ass, and then you get your underwear wet. And everything. You got to be naked to use a bidet.
Well, why? What
don't you normally sit on the toilet
with
naked?
Your,
put my pants down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why would
you don't stand
your...
over it. You well, squat you over it.
Yeah, but it's splashing on your ass, so it's going to splash
it's like
into
a
your
toilet,
underwear.
Though.
I know, but...
Then how is it going to splash in your
Because
underwear?
Think about it. You're bending over, right? And here are your pants that are down on your ankles.
Bending over?
Well, you're bending over,
I'm
right?
I'm sitting.
No, the bidet.
Squatting?
The bidet doesn't have a seat. It's just a floating open hole.
Okay.
It's not a toilet that would squirt water. It's a open...
It should be.
It's not.
I always thought you sat on them.
Right.
No, you don't. You hover. You hover over it.
I don't...
And you
why
just
would
kind of...
That's so inconvenient. Like, why would
it
you...
It is, but it's kind of messy. All right.
Yeah, let's look this up.
Nash isn't offering any help to settle this, so I'm going to Google.
Well,
I don't know.
I've only used a bidet like once, and it was a messy experience.
I'm sorry, I'm not a bidet expert.
And you had to
squat? When did you use a bidet?
I had to
and
be
where?
Back in the day. At one of my like family members' houses. They're like rich as fuck, so they have one.
But Who else would have one?
Yeah. I don't know. Well, his family is rich as fuck, so they probably... They have one right here. You guys have one upstairs, motherfucker. Upstairs in the house.
Yeah. You used it.
It doesn't have a seat.
I know, but the way it's shaped.
Well, that's the point. It's shaped so that you can hover over it nice. But
know.
If you think about it, you have your pants, which is why I said you have to be like naked or waist down naked. You have to take your clothes off.
I mean,
it splashes on your underwear.
Just,
Okay.
And I then mean, there's, leaves a nasty mess. Know. Especially like, if like the the clingers aren't like clinging on right. Now you have maybe poop in your underwear or boxer briefs or panties. I don't mm-hmm. know. For the women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess.
For the ladies out there. Yeah. What other kind of underwear are there for ladies other than like the sexual ones?
The directions right here on Instagram.
Not lingerie, but you got panties and what else?
Well, it depends the style. Then you go into style if you want like bikini.
Because you know how we have
boy shorts.
Boy shorts.
Kind of style. Yeah.
So almost the same shit we have.
Yeah.
Except minus the panties.
But we want panties too. And ours is more colorful, I think.
Yeah.
According to Instructables.com and their 6-page guide to how to use a bidet,
softer.
You sit on the rim.
What are... You sit on the rim?
Straddle the bidet, sitting on the rim, and align the anus with the column of spray water.
There you go.
Note that most bidets don't have seats but are meant to be sat upon.
There we go.
Well, okay, imagine sitting on a toilet with no toilet seat. That's a bidet. Plus the water.
Except it's shaped a little more.
Right, like to your butt.
Yeah, it's more.
No, it's not to your butt.
No, yeah,
not
it is.
Specifically it's specifically your
it's
butt. More of a,
it's fucking like, wide because the water's going to be splashed everywhere.
It's not too wide.
My butt will fall in the bidet.
No, it won't.
If my butt will fall in the bidet, your guys' butts will fall in the bidet.
Your butt will not fall in that bidet.
The bidet you have up there? Yes.
Do we need to take a break and go
see if
you fall
into... Yeah, we need to go test this theory.
We'll take a picture and post it on the Facebook page of me falling into your fucking bidet.
Okay.
Well, maybe.
Then I think it's time we take a break and go do that.
No, not right now. I'm comfortable.
We're
going to
take a field trip.
And I want to eat
doodles.
You can
be even more comfortable
when you sit in that bidet. What if I use the bidet?
Nice and clean.
Not bad.
I might be tempted to use it in front of you guys, and you don't want to see that.
We'll walk out.
We'll just close our eyes.
We got
but
that
we
power.
We can't close our nose.
Peekaboo.
We'll just turn and look the other way, except for that wall that's all mirrors.
Except for when I fall in and everybody makes fun of me.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And then I really take a shit.
Well.
Yeah.
I don't know. Point is, what the fuck were we talking about?
But no, I wouldn't wipe my pussy with
sandpaper.
Sandpaper,
yeah. You wouldn't wipe your pussy lips.
No.
Your majora.
I mean, how rough do I have to be?
What?
Like, do I have to, like... go for it or
oh, yeah.
like just
like you gotta get up in there like you gotta douche with the sandpaper.
It's like what grit though?
True grit. Okay. Like that shit.
Yeah, some like 4,000 grit. It's just like using paper.
I don't know what you're saying, but yes.
How coarse or rough? Because the grit of sandpaper and the number, the
like
smaller the number,
800,
the rougher
it is. 800.
800's pretty smooth.
Yeah.
You've used worse toilet paper. You buy. I know for a fact you buy worse toilet paper than that.
2 billion.
That's like.
Air.
Glass.
That's air? Fuck, that's smooth.
Imagine
wiping your ass with a cloud. That'd be amazing.
Oh,
that'd be
damn,
fun.
I think
nice.
They sell those toilets in Japan.
Get it caught in hell. Wait, that doesn't make any
sense. No, it doesn't. No. Not a damn bit.
Cloud? I thought it was cloud L. Man, I'm
it
tripping.
It starts with a C, though.
It does.
At least you got that
A lot
much.
Of things start with a C.
Come on.
Why would you go there?
Gotta be kidding me.
Volvo, man. The Volvo.
Volvos make you cool. I saw another one exactly like mine.
Did you race them or her?
No, I went and was like, burr, 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 hey! And
you
I
guys
waved.
Were all like throwing winks at gang signs and shit?
I did, yeah. Once, like, someone was like, hey, is that your Volvo? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, right on. And then he just
And then that's the guy you went on the date with?
No, fuck that guy.
Well, her point.
He just skateboarded away. And I was like, okay. And I went to class.
That's pretty cool. I'm glad you shared that with us.
I think the only other person I've known with a Volvo station wagon was a bitch.
Was it?
Old co-worker.
Like
okay. It was like, me?
Damn, that's fucking hood as fuck,
like,
Travis.
Straight up.
The only other person.
Man, that bitch was a bitch. I was like, God damn. You guys are crazy. So you wouldn't use a bidet, Nigeli?
A bidet? If I would use a bidet? I mean, why not?
True.
That's
a perfect answer.
If you're afraid of getting your underwear wet, just like take them off. There you go.
I didn't know that, okay? I know that now. Okay.
We all learn from our mistake. That's okay. You don't have to beat yourself up for it.
So let me get into my book because I have some stuff this week.
What you got?
Awesome.
Not a lot of shit, but.
Okay.
Does it say donkey?
Yes. No, directive.
Oh.
But I like donkey. I'm going to write donkey now. Donkey show. I just wanted to point this out. Why are you giving me that look?
I don't know, because you looked at me, and I've had a feeling I was afraid it was directed at me.
Yes, it is. No, it's not, actually. It's not even a question. It's just something from the last podcast, because we were talking about orgasms. So I wanted to just add that I find, when I find new music, I think that's better than an orgasm. Like, the moment I find it, after, like, 2 or 3 listens, it dies away.
It's enough.
But when I find, and I don't mean just new music, I mean, like, a badass song that I fucking love, that right there is better than an orgasm. And there's, like, a couple songs out there that have done that for me.
Speaking of things from the last podcast, I forgot to mention earlier, too, that I know a number of Jemmy's coworkers listened to it and enjoyed the last few episodes.
Yeah,
and
shout out to you guys.
Yeah, many of the few, quite a few of the other episodes, some of them I've listened to.
At Jemmy's workplace.
But specifically, I understand that there was one of them that was very emphatic that I needed to demand that you answer once and for all and quit bullshitting whether or not you're circumcised. Because you say it doesn't matter. So if it doesn't matter, then tell.
No, as in it doesn't matter that I care to share it.
Aww.
If you want to find out, then you can come over to my house and I will show you.
Wait, so where do you live?
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
The address afterward?
He lives behind the Family Dollar.
It's like,
interesting.
Surprise. Yeah. It may or may not be a surprise.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So do you guys like, you guys watch movies?
Yes.
You guys watch,
I mean,
do you guys
eyeballs,
watch films?
Yes,
you have eyeballs?
They don't work too well because I wear glasses, but yeah.
Well, you don't look like you struggle or anything.
A little bit, if I don't have them.
Oh. Well, anyways.
Except for that last movie she went to.
Cinderella? Well, she was too busy getting it on.
I wish I was, but no.
So
let's move on.
Can I just ask one question, though, about this? Was the guy at least attractive?
I mean...
Was he enough to get... He obviously was enough to get you there, right?
Yeah,
okay.
I guess, yeah.
Cool. Then he didn't do all that bad, then. Okay, he did, excuse me. But maybe his mom and dad did it.
Yeah.
They got
his
it on.
His genes have nothing.
Okay.
You know.
I'm just curious if at least, like, you were interested in him, or you just said yes because whatever. Actually, no, you said you were the one that wanted to go out with him, so.
Well,
so
yeah,
obviously you
I mean,
interested.
He was like, he didn't have the balls to do it, so I was like, okay, let's do it. And then, yeah.
Oh, okay. That's pretty much well, yeah, well, you know.
Moving on, yeah.
Clear that up. Okay. So, do you guys like movies?
I sure do. Do you?
I do.
Great.
They're fun to watch. I enjoy them a lot.
Yeah.
Travis, do you like watching picture motion? What
motion
the fuck?
Picture.
No. When I get older than that.
Talkies?
Damn it. Do you like movies, Travis? I'm trying to find this word.
Yeah.
It's like an old-timey word. Do you know which one? It's pictures. Photo plays. Do you like photo plays? That's the word I'm looking for. Look it up. It means movie. Do you like photo plays?
Sure.
Do you guys enjoy the Paul Blart series? Huh? And if you do, please get the fuck out. Please exit the fucking premises.
Did you actually see the second one?
No. But Zero Dark Anthony, like, just he pointed out, like, why does it exist, you know?
Why do we need
why
another
does it,
one?
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I was going to say,
yeah.
Is why does the series exist, and why is there a number 2?
Yeah.
I couldn't give him an answer. That might be the only fucking question on this fucking earth that I cannot answer.
Because it's
no, you can't answer it.
No, it's
you
one
just
of those
can't.
Money?
Don't
no.
answer it.
What
then?
Money?
If you can't, don't.
What money? Did you pay to go
know.
Watch the first one?
No, I did not watch
then
it
what
at
money
all.
Did they make?
I don't know. Maybe some people are like...
Paul
some people
Blart.
Just get bored and, you know...
This is why we can't
That's
have nice
movie
things.
That's the movie you take to like go fucking, though.
You don't pay attention
you
to it.
If he took you to this
you're
movie,
not watching it.
Would that just immediately be done? You would know. Who picked the movie?
I picked the movie.
Okay, good.
He might
have
picked that
taste.
One.
Would you ever take anybody to this movie?
What? No.
Anybody you care about? Would you take them to go watch Paul Blart?
No, I would never.
Okay.
Do you know why? In 6 days, it has already made over $28.5 million. That's why. It's already, they'll have turned a profit by this weekend.
Who?
Why?
Who's paying this?
See? Motherfuckers that went and saw it.
Who? I want to meet them. I want to meet somebody who watched this fucking movie. And I want to punch them in the face. This is the reason we can't.
And the thing is, only $10 million of that was foreign gross. So, you know.
Wow. Wait, how much was it again?
So far, it's made $28 million. Oh, wait.
Worldwide.
Never mind. Sorry. That $10 million was. No, the $10 million wasn't included in the first total. The first one was domestic only. So, domestic, it's made $28 million already. Wow. In 6 days. As of this recording.
That is bad. Whoa.
If that movie ever comes to my place of employment, I will take down the names of the people going in.
I'm burning down the establishment.
The first Paul Blart movie.
They never come out.
Yes.
The first Paul Blart cost $26 million and made $146 million domestically.
Oh my God.
Why?
I don't know.
You can have some doodles, Nacho, if you want.
No, thank you.
They're really delicious.
The Pink Panther 2, the sequel that didn't need to be made, made $36 million.
I didn't even know there was a 2.
Yep.
I watched the first one.
Did you like it? Did you enjoy it?
Okay. Yeah. I think. I just remember Beyonce.
Are you answering your question or are you just like saying, yeah, okay?
I think she's in a phone call.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. Yes, we do recharge the Boost mobile phones here.
Okay.
Did I ever tell you that story? No, I haven't. A lot of people who know me know this story, but you guys don't know me that well. So I used to work at the call center right here.
Mm-hmm.
And they pay you for training. So I was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like,
I was about that life for a bit.
Oh, yeah. I was about it for 7 months. 7 weeks.
7 weeks.
7 weeks. Yeah. 7 weeks. So I went to the training.
I did like 3 weeks.
Well, it was 6 weeks training and then 1 week of actual the work that I stayed for.
Yeah.
So I got my 6 weeks out and they put us on the floor, live calls. And I just said, you know what? I don't give a fuck. I'm going to get fired out of here. They wouldn't fire me. I was taking calls like an asshole, like, oh, hey, welcome to whatever fucking. Oh, I just want to put money on my account or something. No, we don't do that here. That's 80% of the fucking job is to refill the accounts or to put money because the prepaid cards. And I would just tell them, no. No, we don't do that here. And hang up on them. And finally, like on the last day, I just got up and I left. And I saw the guy like chasing me. And I kind of sprinted. Like, fuck you. Fuck you. I don't want to hear shit. I don't want you to tell me anything. I don't want to be liable for you to tell me anything. So
it's
I just
one of
left.
Only two times in life he's sprinted.
I was gone.
The only time not involving a bee.
It was fun too because I had my guitar in my car that day. I don't know why, and I just played like a really stupid ass little
what the
little
fuck?
Ditty, and then I fucking took off.
Like, oh my god!
Like I had to play a theme song to my getaway. Like then get on, you know. It was funny. It was just funny because I was like, I don't know how old.
We had to go. I know.
I don't remember. Like, it was probably stupid, like ding 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 or something like that. Nah 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 nah
it's
nah.
Like,
nah.
Fuck you! I'm out of here.
I never.
You mean it wasn't Green Sleeves?
It probably was. if you cheat him in back then, I would have fucking played cheat.
You put a piano in front of him, he plays Green Sleeves. Put a guitar in front of him, he plays Green Sleeves.
I know.
Put an accordion in front of him, he doesn't play anything.
I could probably play Green Sleeves. It's almost like a piano.
Okay.
But yeah, that was fun.
Wow.
Because I would always answer the calls like, hello, sir, or madam. Like, I was so, like, robotic. I'm a man. Okay, ma'am. Like, I was just always fucking around, and I was like, you know what? I can't get fired, so I'm just going
to
have fun.
Oh, so you didn't do it, like, to get fired? You were just, like, being a dick?
I did it to try to get fired. I didn't care. After the training, I didn't care about the job anymore. Okay. So I just wanted to see how far. I never went, like, crazy and said, oh, fuck you. You know, I just played.
You just did it really terrible.
I was just annoying and rude and distracting.
Did you feel bad?
Nah. It's a call center.
I don't know. I would feel bad.
I didn't feel bad. I didn't feel bad because, honestly, the management people there sucked, like, big time. That's part of the reason why I left, is my team leader guy, he was a piece of shit. He was like, I don't want to be rude and say anything, but, yeah, he was a piece of shit. I knew a little bit of his personal life, so it made sense. But, yeah, he's just a
piece
of shit.
Wait, how long ago was this?
2005?
Okay.
2005.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you were in, like, what, sixth grade?
Yeah. I think something like that.
Oh, seriously?
I don't even think I lived here yet.
You're not from here?
Mm-mm.
Where are you from?
Anaheim, California.
Oh, nice. Are you from here, Nashville?
Well, I've lived here for 15 years. Before that, I was in the Bay in California.
The Bay Area.
The Bay.
Anywhere specific in the Bay Area?
No, just in the water.
It's easier
by
to say
by the beach, boy.
Yo. Redwood City.
Nice. Mm-hmm. I frequent there. I have a lot of family up there.
Yeah.
Great place. I would love to live there, but it's expensive.
Yeah.
But I'd love to live there. It's fucking beautiful. It's fucking great. Most of California up there, northern. Is northern? Would it be considered northern?
Yes.
Most of it is really nice looking.
Mm-hmm. It's very nice.
That's awesome. I was 2 weeks away from being born in Berkeley. Oh. Instead, I was born here. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
They were here like visiting or something. Or here for a while, and then something happened, and then I was born.
I just ended up here. I have no idea why. We're just passing through. Like, yeah, hey, look, I think that cheap seems, houses.
That's probably it. Like our sub, some. Like on our fucking graves. It all the subtitle is why did we come here?
Yeah.
So is the sub? What is it called? Epitaph.
So it's epitaph.
Taph. I thought it was epitaph. Whatever.
I didn't even know.
I thought
that
the
word
H
existed.
Was silent.
Yeah, that's why I'm trying to get out of here.
It's like what the thing that describes you on your grave.
Mm. Your little saying.
Like, oh, he was a loving father, husband, brother.
Died of dysentery.
You killed me, Anne.
What would you want to for it to say?
I see there's some sites that have like really cool ones that you can pick. But, I mean, everyone has them now, so.
What would you want it to be there?
Me? I don't have one yet.
No. Nothing cool you might
I don't know.
Like to die from and just say, have it written in there.
Resident Evil quote.
No, it wouldn't be Resident Evil. It'd probably be something stupid between me and Zero Dark Anthony. That's probably just I don't get it. It'd probably just be I don't get it. Maybe. I think it would be.
I just want like swag.
Swag?
Oh no.
Hashtag swag.
Hashtag
all capital?
Swag.
Swag,
yeah.
All capital
swag is dead. Like, that's exactly
yeah.
What it'd be.
Swag is dead.
Swag is officially dead.
Hashtag boom, swag.
No, there's this cool little motto that I read once. It said, you know how there's the year that you were born and then the year you died? Mm-hmm. There's a cool little saying. It's like, live your dash.
Like the dash?
The dash between the years. I thought that was kind of cool.
Should be an M dash, though.
Yeah.
Travis, you're going to be proper.
But I thought it was cool because it's like, it's one of those, live every day like it's your last. But I think it's a cooler way to say it. You know, live your dash.
Sound like a Nickelback song or something.
I'd want
live your day.
I was about to sing it too.
Not a needy.
I mean, I like popcorn, but like, I hate it at the same time. Just because like, it gets stuck in my teeth.
I literally picked a piece of popcorn out of my teeth.
Literally,
it was either last night or this morning. That's been there since Saturday.
Oh my god!
I finally cut it loose. It was stuck way back in the back.
Dude, it's amateur. I've had popcorn stuck in there for like weeks. I fucking floss. I brush.
No, yeah,
and it won't come out. I give up. I give up after like you know after my gums start to bleed.
Ah.
I go ahead and give
that's
up.
That's a good time to give up.
Yeah, right?
Oh
that's a good sign.
I before that. Huh, I'm bleeding. I should probably stop poking my mouth.
It's usually a good
mouth.
Rule with most things.
Touche to popcorn. You won this time. And then I'll be eating some random shit. And then, oh, there it is.
Ew.
Yeah. But you know what, though? Like, that shit retains its crispy hardness.
Yeah, that's what I was. That's the thing. Like, when I finally got it out yesterday, or I think it was yesterday, I was like, is it actually popcorn? You know, because I wasn't 100% sure if it was, because it was a real small piece that was wedged way down, like under the gum almost. And so when it got loose, I was like, shit, it is. I looked at it and I was like, shit, it is actually popcorn.
Or like when you poop sometimes and like you get the shells that cling to your ass that don't want to come off because they've perfectly like attached to the butt, to your butt. Because the, you know how they kind of scoop? The scoopy part is on your butt. And so when you wipe, you're just kind of smearing it because it kind of sucked. You know what I'm saying? No?
No.
Not painting a picture here?
No, I don't. What Scoopy what?
Because
what are you
the Scoopy.
About?
Because the shell is kind of curved. It's not flat. It's a little.
Oh, the shell of the popcorn.
Yeah, the shell of the popcorn.
Okay, no,
yeah.
It was lost when you for poop like
it. When you poop it out, you don't sometimes digest the whole thing, so it's still a little scoop, and then it kind of clings to your butt, and then you have to like go in there and wipe.
That's why you need to be sitting on the bidet.
Yeah.
But you know it's there. You know it's not caca. You know it's the corn. Like you're fucking certain. But you don't want to stick your hands in there because there's caca under the scoop. There's a little bit of poop.
I like never in the scoop. Ever. Yeah.
Here's the thing.
This may be a niche problem.
Here's the thing. Swallow? You do experience this, but you maybe don't notice it.
Yeah.
Well, what do you have, like a mirrored toilet so you can keep track of all this or what?
That's true.
No, you just feel it. You can feel popcorn kernel in your butt.
I've never experienced that ever.
Because your butt cheeks naturally like are closed, Ryan, right? So they're rubbing, and then when you walk, you feel a little kernel.
No,
because usually you clean that out before you start walking. You don't want to go for a stroll.
Like I said, the way I described it is it's stuck to your butt. So then you realize, oh shit, I still had a little popcorn kernel. Well, on my ass, and then you
can't you wipe it before that?
You do wipe it, but it gets stuck.
I can't fathom the hell that is your
your butthole,
your bowel movements.
Just it works.
It doesn't sound like it does from all the stories I hear.
Caca and corn and poop. Okay, just it sticks.
I'm sorry you have to go through that every day.
I've heard so many stories that aren't even fit to be included in this podcast.
What?
I've heard so many stories that aren't even fit to be included in this podcast from
you. What? Name one.
Just, no.
Name one.
Well, that was one.
You've sent enough pictures to me that...
What?
No.
What are you talking about?
You Snapchatting me pictures of your shit.
Wow. That's not me.
No, you sent some.
Like hey, from his Snapchat? Like.
Hey, we need to get to the bottom of this. Get it?
I know the one from Gila Ridge wasn't your contribution. It was your photo, but...
Oh, that one.
That classic that, I haven't seen that. It's probably been like at least a month, I think, since you've sent that to me.
Mm-hmm. Let me get my phone out.
I don't even think it shows up in my trash on my phone anymore.
Do you guys have any, like, for example, let me get in my little notebook here. I have like these little small pleasures.
Okay.
Like, not like sexual. No, come on. Let's be
real. Oh, man.
Just these little pleasures, you know, like, you know how some people like to tear the page out of a book, the little thing.
Oh, like, yeah,
the little things. Like, for example, I have one. That's how I wrote this list because I did this. Because I'm wearing boxer briefs, mm-hmm. and they were riding up when I put my shorts on. So I grabbed my hand under the opening of the leg, mm-hmm. and I pulled the boxer brief down. Mm-hmm. And I liked the feeling. And I was like, hey, I like the feeling of that. And then I wrote some more. I won't say that one.
No, come on.
Okay.
Yeah,
when I get home, I like to get naked in front of the fan. So I like to get all the air.
Okay.
All up in.
Yeah.
All up in my body. All up in my business. I spread my cheeks and everything. Mm-hmm. This one's generic. I like singing in the car.
Yeah.
You know, but I like it. Not just the music. I actually like being in the car and singing out loud.
Wait, so nowhere else? Just in the car? Like in the shower?
Yeah, but like in the car, I feel like I can fucking like scream, you know? Because no one's listening. It's just me. So I can.
They don't
like,
know that he's like singing Meghan Trainor.
Yeah. You know, I'm singing all my guilty
dear
pleasures.
Dear future husband.
No, I'm singing like all right, I'll give you one of my guilty pleasures is the It's Raining Men.
That's
hey
good.
Man, I'll admit I don't give a fuck. I like that song. It is catchy.
2015 confirmed he is gay.
No, hell no. Hey, if whatever, if liking that song is gay, then I am. But dude, it is a catchy fucking cool song. Anyways, I also like to like do this. I don't know what you call it. Like barely like touch your skin.
Oh yeah.
And just kind of. You know,
caress.
Like cariños or whatever they call it. Yeah, like that. And then kind of after.
It gives you like.
Yeah, because you get the little goosebumps.
Cosa, uh-huh. Yeah.
Whatever you call that. That's what I like to do. I like to do that. The little feelies. Little feelings. Yeah.
The few feels.
And what else did I write here? I think we talked about this last time, but I also like to haul ass on like dips that I know I'm not going to hit. Like I'm not going to hit the car on the bottom. So like, for instance, Airbnb 24th. I fucking, I'll go like 80. And then I fucking whoa. But it doesn't hit because it's a good dip. So I like doing that.
My car's really low, so that's not
mine's not that low. Mine's like normal, so it doesn't hit.
I always want to, but
huh? You did it every dip?
In every
fuck
dip.
That. No, there's dip. Some dips.
Yeah, I'll say when you got a truck, man.
When
yeah,
you got a truck, you just
oh yeah,
ignore it.
No, but there's some deadly trucks that are total your car, so I don't.
Yeah, when I had my Camry and my old job, there's one over there on First Ave by the cemetery that I used to take that way too fast all the time, and it's a son of a bitch when you're making the turn.
When I worked at my previous place, I'd always take the car. I'd take every dip like that. I'd hit it all over the place.
Well, driving the company car, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, no, fuck this car.
When I was working at that job, our guys in El Centro had a, I'm trying to remember which car it was they fucked up worse. At one point they had a Chrysler Cirrus, and I think there was a Chrysler Town and Country at one point that they had. Nice cars when they were giving them for the El Centro Bureau, but after a few months, they were having problems with the transmission, so they took it to the car repair shop here in town where we had trade, and they'd do it for free. And it was a buddy of mine was actually working there at the time. And the car came in, and I guess one of the guys took apart the transmission and fixed whatever minor issue it was having and put a new filter on it, went to, like, change the fluid and, you know, put all that, put the transmission back together. And when he went to put the transmission, the bottom cover of the transmission case back on, like, it wouldn't go on. And it took him a while to figure out that the reason it wouldn't go on is they had bottomed out the car so many times on those dips in El Centro on the sides of the roads they have there, those crazy ass ones, that they had actually bent the entire like bottom of the transmission up, and they looked at the old transmission filter and it was like crushed to like half its original size because they had smashed it up so far, and that the reason that the bottom wouldn't go back on was because the new filter was the full height again.
Oh my God.
So they had to like replace almost the entire transmission.
Damn.
And these are the same. These two guys like wrecked those two cars and blew the engine, like literally blew a hole in the engine block of the Hyundai before that they had before that, because they were driving in August from El Centro to Yuma doing about 115 on the freeway.
Oh,
and
damn.
Just like detonated it on right around going through the sand dunes.
Dang.
Yeah, those guys just destroyed like four cars.
That's crazy.
Is it crazy?
I can't believe it. Yeah, because like,
is it?
Yeah,
half the size. Like it was crushed.
Yeah, like they squashed. Yeah, just demolished the fucking thing.
Wow.
What?
People, you know.
Gorda's had enough of this.
He's being loud because she won't. You didn't catch earlier when Nichelle was like actually pulling the mic away every time she picked up a puff corn.
Oh wait, is this like we have to? Huh? Like
no.
Oh.
You've listened to him crunch for an hour before.
You can eat. That's fair. Okay. I mean, they're there
just,
to
you
eat.
Know, polite.
Yeah, she's just being...
Polite to who?
To anybody listening.
You're listening
to... You have a good break voice. Like you've been listening like, to the local... We need to get you to do our, like, our spots, you know? We should do a fake-ass traffic report. And just have it run every time.
Like,
that's our permanent traffic report.
Yeah.
It's like, it's raining and there's a car. Bye.
Half the time I wonder if the ones you hear on the radio here with the border wait times, if they even actually
that's
re-record
what I'm saying.
Those.
Yeah.
Or do they just have a fucking canned loop? Oh, it's 45 minutes at Andrade. No, it's not, you dumb fuck.
Yeah, they play it safe as fuck. Yeah, 45 to 30 minutes or whatever, 30 to 45.
Because that's the thing, too. Like,
that's general as hell.
I know they're just getting those off the CBP website.
An hour.
Yeah.
And even the CBP times are always like an hour old. Oh. Just calling a bomb threat and see if they still, 20 minute wait.
There's a 20-minute wait.
Some asshole tested us. And
your
yes,
voice,
this is live.
Yeah, it works. Yeah.
It does work,
do
actually.
It.
Yeah, you have,
do
a,
it.
You have a very
do
soft.
That, like, late night
thank
on
you
Sunday.
For watching. Thank you for listening to Local Programming Podcast.
It's raining men. Hallelujah. It's raining men. Amen. I'm going to go out. I'm going to let myself get absolutely.
If we do a pledge drive, we need to do it live. We need to set up a camera and be in here live.
Yeah.
I told Anthony because I joked around
zero,
about his...
Zero Dark Anthony.
Exactly. Zero Dark Anthony. I joked around about how he donated the $25. And I was like, damn, imagine $250. And he freaked out because he thought he actually did it. And I was like, no, you're good. I was like, dude, if you donated $250, we would do a 24-hour live fucking show. Because that would be the equivalent of your donation. So I joked around about that. Honestly, I would fucking do it. I didn't care if you're here. I just use your house. Travis is at work. I'm still here in my underwear and shit.
I do keep the door locked.
And or in my underwear.
I do keep the door locked.
And his bidet.
In the bidet.
How come you don't have a bidet?
You have to sit on the bidet while you're doing it, though.
Yeah, you have to do 24 hours on the bidet.
Yeah.
Fucking
cold
water. Hey, if you donate $250, I will sit on the bidet.
That's well, it. Just now everybody 250?
Knows. I know someone's passing Gordo's. A hat to collect the collection plate.
Yeah,
for that
I mean,
it's not like crazy.
It's just a bidet, yeah. What the fuck? It's on caca in there.
I do like $30.
It'd be better in like January
bad.
Though, and it has to be on cold.
No, because I mean, he donated money and like he motivated us to keep doing it. Yeah. I mean, we were already ready to sell it out ourselves, but the fact that went and did that, it was really cool.
That is nice.
It is cool. It's fucking nice.
Are you going to eat that duro, or are you just going to sit there and play with
she's
it?
She's
going to play with it.
It's because she's too polite. Just, there we go. Oh, wow. Feisty.
Then she pulls the mic away as she laughs.
She asks to fucking to edit that out.
I felt bad.
I'm going
to
boost that like 10 dB now.
I have a question. Just
good. He's not looking at me.
Yeah, you start. This one's for you.
Fuck.
Oh. And then you guys can add on.
Okay. Every time he says I have a question, I always look to see who he looks at. And then if he doesn't look at me, I'm like, yes.
Oh. No, I don't have any tailored questions. These are all general.
Okay.
That you guys can answer, please. How do you define sex? How do you actually define it? If you were going to tell somebody sex that's not your kid, I mean an adult, what would you say?
Sex to gender, sex to activity.
Sex, sexy activity.
Oh, like
having sex.
Okay.
How would you define having sex?
Like how you said, like to a not to a child, but like to someone else.
To me.
Yeah.
How would you tell me what if I asked you, hey, what's sex?
Are you saying what does it take to qualify as?
No. What do you define intercourse?
Like
how do you define it? How do you define it?
I think sex. If you're gonna say just sex, I think it's regular, as the Cards Against Humanity card says, penis and vagina intercourse, or however it words it. You know,
that's it. Penis and vagina.
Or like, where are we? Like,
well, I mean,
like,
I think it means actual like genital to genital contact, basically.
Okay.
Not
okay.
All
genital
sex,
to
not
genital.
Foreplay.
I like that one.
Okay, because you know, I was hoping nobody would say, but I know they were would say penis and vagina because. What about
like
two vaginas?
Yeah.
Well,
that's sex.
Yeah,
right?
I
mean,
yeah.
Is it not?
That's why
or?
I'm saying genital to genital.
Yeah.
You know, I think not.
Okay, see that.
You know,
when your next answer was
genital.
Cool. Mm-hmm. I was just curious.
Genital.
Yeah.
How would you guys describe it? The same way, kind of.
Yeah,
or?
I like
yeah,
that way.
But
or would
you
be
know,
standard, like or old fashioned, and say man?
No,
and woman?
Well, there's also people that would consider like genital to any other body part sex. Oral
so
sex.
Like,
that's, yeah, I guess, yeah.
Many other
holes
in your
but it has
body.
A word in front
yeah,
of it,
to me,
though,
I think
you know?
A lot of that.
Like
I
butt
think
sex,
mean,
oral sex,
yeah.
Whatever other sex.
So
and it
know,
also
it's
depends.
Not like, you know.
Yeah. It's not a modifier, but it also depends, I think, on, I mean, the scenario, too, because obviously, in my mind, I assume that in a lot of cases before sex, there's some sort of foreplay that may or may not involve oral sex or something else too,
yeah,
you know,
but that's not is that sex though?
No,
okay. So genital to genital is sex.
I would probably
not genital to a face.
So like,
genital to a hand?
No, because I think that's oral sex. That's a hand job. That's mutual masturbation, if you want to call it that. You know.
So like bondage and all that stuff, like, you know, the sensation and whatever.
So
like,
using a dildo, that's not having sex.
Yeah.
It, on yourself or on someone
is
else?
Is it having yeah. sex?
No, I don't think so. I mean,
it has to be two humans?
I think so, yeah.
Just curious.
I don't know.
Okay.
I was just curious if anybody was going to say anything other than, you know, penis and vagina. Mm-hmm. And maybe say something weird like, well, I have sex all the time when I stick my foot up my butt or something. You know?
What? Okay. How do you even do that?
That's how he's getting those corn kernels, Liz.
Oh.
Get it, corns, you know?
Oh.
It's all coming back, you know? Get it coming back. This show is stupid. Let me backtrack on my notebook here.
Okay, cool.
Do you guys have any pet peeves?
Oh, I was thinking of asking that.
Why didn't you?
You want to start?
Let's talk about why you didn't ask us. Then.
mainly because I was like, I don't even know what I don't like. Like pet peeves.
Okay. Fuck it. I'm just kidding. What are some of your pet... Oh, my God. What are some of your pet peeves? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Did you just almost lose a testicle?
Oh, my God. Hold on. Oh, my God. I got a cramp.
Oh. Where'd you get a cramp?
I hate right here, when people ask me a question like, and they make me wait.
And then they start yelling because...
Yeah. And then they like, get a cramp. Right? Like, what the fuck? Like, no, I mean, who does that?
That's a pet peeve.
We'll just continue without you, so shut the fuck up. Yeah. Quit yelling in the background.
You got anything on your mind?
No. Pass for now.
Pass.
I think one of my pet peeves is people who have like a very firm opinion or viewpoint on something, but cannot offer any sort of thoughtful or meaningful or any sort of justification for why they think that.
Yeah,
I will respect your opinion on anything if you can at least make a logical argument, even if I don't agree with any of the basis for it.
See, I don't like it when it's just like not even their opinion. It's just like regurgitated.
Yeah, it's something they saw on the internet that's else. Not even right.
Can
yeah.
you say that again? I wasn't listening.
Fuck you.
Say it again.
Fuck you.
I hate when someone comes into the conversation all late.
Yeah.
And just like...
Yeah, me too. Fucking assholes, man. No, say what you said again. I had a perfect response to that.
People who have an opinion with no way to... with no, like...
Logical
explanation, reasoning behind it.
Oh, I thought you had something else. Never mind.
I hate when people are mean to servers.
Yeah, me too.
Because I'm a server.
Yeah.
So like,
you're a server?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh.
So like... Fuck that lady who ordered pancakes, by the way. Fuck you. Yeah. Like, I did not put it in. I put in the fucking order. He didn't make it. I don't know.
Yeah, fuck you, lady. You shouldn't be eating pancakes anyway, you fat bitch.
Like, she was such a bitch.
I'm just going to assume she's fat. Just
yeah. She was a little heavy.
Just for the story.
How did you know? Were you there?
Something I don't like is, like, okay, going back to the date things.
Okay.
Is like if I'm out with somebody and we're at a restaurant, when we finish, if they don't tip, big on tipping.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
They're, or they like, you know, it was like a $20 meal and they're like, here's a dollar. I'm like, are you serious right come now? On. Like, come on.
I always tip no less than like $4.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I have a five, like I give the five. But if I have like just singles... Like, I get singles back, you know, I'll just give them all the singles that I have, usually. Thank so, it's you. Like $4.
I appreciate so. It.
Because, I mean, this is for myself.
Wow,
this
with all the stripper singles you have, that's some good money, man.
This isn't you know, a fucking $60 meal, Magic $70 Marcello meal. This here. Is like a $15 meal, you know, whatever. So, I think that's more than 15%, so.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And I don't demand that much shit, so.
For anybody listening out there.
Tip your fucking waiters.
If you tip, that's...
You know
plus
what?
Points for me.
I will say this though.
She will put out.
You know, I don't.
I didn't go control. That far, but
one
okay.
One of my pet peeves though is the whole argument where servers kind of bitch about people tipping because no, wait.
Okay.
Let me finish. Because they make it this big deal about how we don't get paid this money. You chose this job. You chose That's this true, job.
Man. Yeah.
You
I'm chose not even it. Allowed to take tips at my job.
I'm just saying, you chose this job. Nobody forced you to work here. So that's all I'm going to say. I don't want to get into it because I do believe in tipping. But I'm just saying, some people get a little extremist on that whole thing. And it's like, yeah, it's like I just said.
You know, if the server was nice, I'm going to tip him. If they were an a-hole, then I'm going to be like, no, I'm leaving.
Yeah,
now.
That's the thing, too. I'm big on the quality. That will depend on,
you know, the amount.
I don't just... like I said, I don't usually don't go under four, but if somebody's a bitch, somebody's whack, yeah, they're getting less than four. Mm. Four is like my base, 4 or 5.
Oh, nice.
On my own bill. If I'm with the group, I usually just leave like,
yeah.
If my bill's like 20 or something, I leave like 30 and I give the rest to whoever.
I've only left one place without leaving a tip, and that's because the waitress was incredibly rude. I don't know if she was like... knew the owners or anything, but she just like acted like I was a bother to be a customer. Like she gave me the menu and she was rolling her eyes at me and being like, are you ready now? I'm like, no, I like a little bit more time. And walked away. And I'm like, what? Okay,
fuck that.
So she got no tip.
But do you think it's a bigger insult if you don't tip or if you tip them like 17 cents? Because that's the thing. If you tip it like a comically small amount, then you know you're sending more of a message.
I've dipped.
Because otherwise you look like you just forgot, you know.
Yeah. You know what though? But it's stupid. It's still a tip.
No, yeah. But that's the thing.
I've tipped pesos in an American restaurant where what I know the they fuck? Can.
That's the thing.
Well, like, that's fucked up.
I'm like pissed at them. I mean, just like, you get Mexican money.
In my mind, if I'm a shitty waitress
and like a penny.
She just, if I'm that oblivious to how bad my service was, if she doesn't tip, then I'm just going to think she's a bitch and didn't tip me or she's cheap or forgot. Whereas if she tips me something comically small, yeah, then I know that's a big double middle finger to
yeah
me.
Like fuck, okay, I must have done something wrong, let me evaluate.
You know, you gotta send him a message.
The worst experience I've ever had locally was the old Johnny Carino's when they were open. Just bad.
Yeah,
they were bad.
Well, I'm never mean, so if you ever go to where I work, I'll be super cool.
Okay,
yeah,
we'll find out later then.
Yeah.
Do they serve popcorn where you work?
Fuck no.
Okay, I have a viewer submitted question. It's a paragraph. I asked for a question, but he gave me a big ass fucking list and shit. I'm motherfuckers, man.
Does he think he's like a fucking sponsor or something? Think he owns this thing?
I know, right? Big old paragraph. I'm going to read it all just because he fucking decided to send it all. So I'm going to read this all.
Okay.
I can't think of anything, funny to ask, so I'll just make for small talk. Here is one place. Where is one place in the world you would like to visit before you die and why? And I'll just keep reading the rest as we go.
Okay.
Okay.
Ow, my butt.
I'd like to go to... Where would it be cool? I'd like to go to Germany.
Yeah, that
me
sounds
too,
cool.
Actually. Yeah. What about you, Travis?
I kind of want to go to Australia or just the UK.
Yeah, you're gay, though.
Yeah.
Okay, well, so then
actually, New Zealand, I'd really like to.
And who would you take on that trip with you to said place?
Only one person?
Yeah, let's keep it to one. Maybe a dog, but an animal. Clifford.
I mean, it would be cheaper, right?
Dog. I would love to take Clifford with me somewhere.
You could just ride him.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Oh, I gotta buy him dinner first. Travis, who would you take on that trip? Pay attention to us.
I am listening.
We're having a podcast.
I know. I'm trying to look through my questions in here. God damn. I hate you. I don't know. I don't really.
Who would you take? Come on. We take Jemmy?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go.
Who would you take?
Anybody? I'd probably take.
Hey, you down the street. You want to go?
I guess I'd probably take. I guess I'd probably take Anthony. He's a good friend, and we've never traveled together, so that'd be fun.
Cool.
Or he said, or if you're trapped, he spelled your wrong. Your idiot. Trapped on a deserted island by yourself, what five items would you choose to survive, maintain your sanity? I said that wrong. Excuse me. Sanity. Let's narrow it down to three items. You go first, Travis.
What was the question again? Sorry.
If you're trapped on a desert island by yourself, alone, what five items would you need to
have?
Five.
Oh,
okay,
too many.
Three. Five. Let me modify that. What three items would you need to survive?
How big is the island?
Just an island, motherfucker.
Well, like two palm trees.
Is it very well vegetated?
It's Kissy Tricky, whatever that shit is from Bob's Burger. The island that they go to make out.
Oh, yeah.
What's that place called? Kiss it.
Yeah, yeah.
Kiss it a popo, whatever.
you haven't seen that episode? Island.
Is it a recent one?
Season four?
I don't know. She's taking plane lessons.
Yeah. Upskirt Kurt.
Yeah.
Upskirt Kurt takes.
Yeah. Okay, that one, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that
Bad
one.
Bad Island, whatever.
I don't know, a good knife.
Okay.
To kill something yourself? Or?
Whoa. Hey, wait your turn.
Like a,
I'm sorry.
Something to start, like some sort of fire starter.
Okay.
I don't know. I'd be more pragmatic.
So, a knife, a fire starter, and a good attitude? You said, what's the third item?
I don't know yet.
We'll get back to you.
A satellite phone.
Hey, that's a fucking great. But what about the battery?
Laptops I can order
shit
from Amazon.
Dead?
You know,
just the battery's dead.
Just have him like drop him off.
They bring the
care
drone.
Package. Yeah.
Like they know he's there, but they still deliver him and charge him.
Yeah.
What about you, Shelly?
I don't know. I don't know much about building anything. I'd be fucked. I'd be dead.
How about just like in your right now, the way you live, what three things would you need to survive your life right now? And maybe that translates over to the island. Let's just pretend you don't need food and water. Okay.
Okay. Well, that just makes it harder.
Let's just pretend this island has, you know,
just freaking running water.
Yeah,
and
running water and a buffet that has, you know.
It's always stocked.
Does it have a bidet?
No.
Okay. Number one, bidet.
It has the sea around it. You can stick your butt
in the ocean. Yeah.
Yeah. You just stick your ass in. That's the best way to wipe your ass. It's take a shit in the water. Because then you just walk and wiggle. Because then it sticks your ass. Especially if there's chlorine.
Why do I know he's done this before? Because
it's way too specific.
Marcus Pool. Yeah. I hope you didn't go to Marcus Pool in September 4th or something like that, 1998.
Of any time in the 90s.
Yes, you swam with my caca. No, fuck that. No, honestly, though, I never did that. I never shat in the pool. That is disgusting.
I love
you if
actually
you did
just
it.
Said shat.
I've never booty pooped.
Well, you can say shat. I just was impressed that you said shat.
Never. I've never made dookie. Okay, but sorry, Michelle, I didn't mean to interrupt
you.
Like,
why would you?
That is disgusting. Like, yeah, you're no fucking sense. Gross. Yeah. Like, you fucking animal. Now everybody has to get out, and you got to drain the water. You ruined my experience.
Yeah.
Peeing in the water, honestly, that's expected. Because pee. Yeah. It's pee. It's going to leave your
and
body.
It's sterile.
Yeah. I'd rather have that blue, you know how sometimes they have that chemical that turns blue when you pee?
Yeah.
What is it? What's it called? You're a pool guy, aren't you? Aren't you always in your pool and shit?
No, it's too fucking cold. I just have to fucking clean it.
Well, yeah.
What was
even
that
if,
thing you were drinking?
Yeah.
Brainwash, yeah. It's they throw brainwash in there and it turns really blue when they know you've been drinking Flavor-Aid.
Did you ever address, like, were your bodily functions blue after that? Like, did you piss blue?
No, it was.
Did you shit blue?
I would imagine
disappointed.
That yeah, I'm impressed by that. Yeah.
It wasn't that crazy. No, but before
next
we trail off, because we're gonna trail off. What are your three items?
True.
This will derail quickly.
It already went.
Yeah, the first 10 minutes.
So. Yeah, I don't know. I think I'll go with a knife because that's just practical for
a
doing
knife?
All kinds.
Yeah,
of
no,
shit.
That's smart.
I mean, if it's like a big island, I want like a canteen or something so I can go move around and be able to carry water. And, you know, it also, if it's a hard one, it also helps to like crack things open.
I mean, you
know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Is there coconuts on this island?
Yeah. Let's just pretend it's the stereotypical island.
Yeah.
With coconuts and a professor.
Coconuts and a professor. Okay.
Oh, so you can build a radio.
And Marianne. Yeah, which made no sense. Like, he could build a ship, but he can never. That's so stupid.
Yeah.
Like, if you think of it logically, that's so dumb.
I've been to Gilligan's Island.
I want to be there.
Where they actually shot that.
Are any of those guys still alive? The cast members?
I don't know.
I know, what's her name? Just died.
Yeah. A couple of them just died.
Yeah, they just
I think
died.
They're mostly gone.
Ginger was hot. But anyways, no, fuck that. Marianne was hotter. Mm. Yeah. And your last item? You said knife, a good canteen.
And a good attitude. And a good attitude.
And a lukewarm attitude.
Yeah. And a bad attitude.
Because I'm badass.
She's just going to fucking cut all the trees down because she can.
Because I'm John Rambo.
I'm just going to like fuck shit up because
why not?
Because there's nobody there to tell me not to.
That's true. And no one's there to tell you you can't poop in the grass.
That's just where you go. It's
elephant
just like
grass.
How many places can I poop? That's just gonna be you.
No, I'm very domestic. I'm domesticated.
Your litter box drained.
What about you, Isabel? So probably a knife because you said you wanted to kill yourself. And then,
well, that's all I would need, right? I'm done. That's it. That's yeah. Really.
What about pen and paper for your shoes? I know.
Why? What for? I just do it in my blood.
Oh shit, that's hardcore.
Fuck. In sand and
blood. I only need a knife, you pussies. Oh. You're crazy. You know what I would need? I would need some kind of some way to do music, mm-hmm. some way to play it.
Sticks and
that's
rocks.
What the coconuts are.
But about. You know that sucks though because that's like three items, isn't it?
You're done.
I'm done. No, but let's pretend music is one thing. Let's just pretend. Okay. So one would be music.
Orchestra.
Yeah. Yes. I have fucking, what's his name? Whatever. It doesn't matter.
Tchaikovsky.
Yes, him. Give me him.
He's I guarantee you, though, he'd spend 3 hours a day fucking playing with the timpanis, though. Playing the same fucking beat over and over.
Yeah, yeah, that's her name.
Until the fucking dolphins started killing themselves.
But, you know, just to be general, I would need music. I'd probably get a knife. Yeah, I like the knife idea.
To kill yourself,
yes.
Just in case things get rough.
Right? I would play my Requiem, and then I'd kill myself.
Oh,
no,
except really KY Jelly saying stick some bananas up your butt.
And no, and then the other one. What the
fuck? It was like too far for you. That was
damn,
too much.
Travis, hey, you're taking this deep, man. This ain't a podcast. This is a confession. This is a confession.
That was a delay, though. Like, wait, what?
Well, because like I was like Travis said this. Like.
I don't know. Everything always turns to you sticking things in your butt. So I figure
you're pooping.
Yeah, it's everything's either going in or out of your ass. Yeah.
So no.
I don't know. The other item would be I don't know, a spork, whatever.
A spork? The fuck? Like out of everything, like a spork.
A napkin.
KY jelly.
A napkin so I can clean my nose.
Because he's domestic.
Oh yeah.
After he shits in the ocean.
Sandpaper there. There. Damn it. He said internet is not an option. That's a good thing. I need internet. And neither is electricity. Okay, well, nobody said that. Fuck, electronics. I said music. Eh.
So you can have your timpanis.
You can have
I have one of those crank. Oh, God. Those crank record players.
Phonograph.
I don't know. Those are just straight off the top of my head. Hopefully, those will suffice. Thank you, Zero Dark Anthony.
Woo!
For your viewer submitted questions. So what are we doing, Travis?
All right, we're doing the potentially disgusting soda challenge.
Yes.
What we've done here is...
I like that. I used to do that a lot. That's cool as fuck.
She's drawing on Thank a piece you. Of paper.
No, she's putting the sun in the corner because that's where it belongs.
Well, yes. It actually has it there already.
I know. But she's doing...
But that's its, like, its
Don't be so technical, bro. Okay, what are we doing?
We're doing the potentially disgusting soda challenge. Over the last... Few,
can we coin that?
Months or so.
Can we coin that title?
Sure. Yes. I'll put a TM after it. Yes. I've acquired some really oddly flavored sodas at a couple stores, mostly out of, actually, I think these are all from out of town, either BevMo or Total Wine in Phoenix or San Diego or El Centro. And what I'm going to do is I have poured one of them into cups and going to give the three of them. I have a cup for myself also, but everybody gets one. You really shouldn't be screwed up your palate by eating those, you know.
Oh, fuck.
You want your...
Okay.
Mouth to be clean, you know. So
fucked up.
Yep. So I'll give it to them. They'll all smell it, look at it. They'll are you guessing? Are you gonna make your guess before or after you taste it? After you taste it?
After.
Okay. So after they taste it, then.
Well, the only way we can do before
that's
if
true.
if we'll you maybe it. Describe the color. How about describe the color to us? We'll write down what we think, and then we'll go from there. I don't know. If you want to do that.
No, we'll just have
just
you
after?
Guess after you taste
okay.
it. Because this...
Because you can just tell us, and we can smell it,
yeah,
and I'll do it.
Yeah.
Will we know?
I don't know. I don't know. This one, I think, might not be too hard. I think this is a pretty easy one for you.
Okay.
This one, I think the smell gets it pretty close. But
it's just butt.
So anyway, after you taste it, before you say anything about what you think it is, write down what your response is, and then we'll see who's close. So you're yellow, right?
Yes, I'm yellow.
Yellow.
Why did you pour yourself a cup if you already know?
I haven't tasted these.
Oh.
Ooh. I think I might have tasted
I think
this
I know
once before.
This is very... what the fuck? This smells like... What?
I think I know what it is
It smells
already.
Like corn. It smells like corn.
Shut your mouth. You're supposed to write it
Wait.
Down.
It smells like... Not corn. Okay.
I think you just...
Everybody ready for
one?
A drink? All right.
Ready? Let's do cheers,
cheers,
guys.
Cheers.
Damn, barbarians. Okay, right. Here we go.
Ew. Oh, wow. It's not bad.
Actually, yeah, it's not bad.
Oh, it's not bad at all.
Nacho's got it running down her chin.
I just decided to take a bath in it.
It's not.
Wow, I could. Wow.
Huh. Yeah, it's kind of like back to the Jelly Belly thing. It's kind of interesting how they can make this shit taste like something.
Tastes like Mexican something. I don't know.
Mexican something. Marcelo's writing.
His pen sucks. Okay.
Well, so
Nacho still hasn't written anything. She just has a dot.
You pick. Yeah. You just pick who goes first, Trevor. You just pick.
That is my answer. Wait, we're not ready, though.
I'm ready.
Let me drink this again.
Isabel's going back for more.
Like, what is it? Like, really? I'm like.
And don't be afraid to be. Some of these will be a little more specific. It won't be just like a one word answer.
Oh, okay.
I believe this one may, in fact, have an adjective. You know.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's see. Nichelle, what's your guess?
Cream corn.
Isabel, what do you got?
Butter. Just butterscotch.
Butter.
Corn.
Butterscotch butter. Corn.
Butter? What? Pick one.
Pick one, it's, Isabel.
It tastes like butterscotch corn. That's what it tastes like.
Okay. Her answer is butterscotch corn. Okay. Mine's buttery popcorn.
Buttery popcorn?
I wouldn't say.
All right. The correct answer is sweet corn. Sweet corn.
I got butterscotchy.
Hey, I think you were closest. Corn.
Maybe.
Because isn't cream corn more sweet than anything?
Yeah.
So I think you win.
Cream I don't corn? Think cream corn's not sweet. Like, is it? I think. Well, I mean, I think it's no more sweet. It's they use sweet
no,
corn.
No, what I'm saying is, I think she's closer to being right.
From everybody.
Because I said butter. I said buttery popcorn. She said butter. Scotch.
Butterscotch.
Cane sugar.
I was in the
corn.
Well, maybe she was closer because she has sugar.
No, I won.
She has sugar.
Okay, you can say you won, but
at least we were all in the same ballpark with corn.
I took a bath in it.
So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
We were all in the same ballpark.
Could you finish yours? Or are you still?
No, I'm done.
Okay, then I'm gonna go pour the next one.
I knew for a fact it was corn.
Yeah,
right. It's, like you can smell it. Like,
yeah, immediately I was like,
I was corn. Going towards the popcorn thing as well.
Well, because it tastes very similar to the
I don't want
to the Jelly Bellies.
Wait, what? We do? But I don't.
You have to finish it.
What the? What is
you
this?
You have to finish them.
Is this like? Finish.
I paid good money for this
chug,
swill.
Chug.
If you don't finish it, it's going to be King's Cup.
Oh, no. I'm afraid of that. Ugh. I'm going to throw up.
If you've ever just like had mineral water and then just ground up a bunch of corn and stuck it in there and then poured sugar in it, that's basically what it tastes like to eat.
While you're in the bidet.
While you're sitting in a bidet. Yeah.
In my Volvo.
In my Volvo. I like that. Points.
You have points. A bidet in your Volvo. Fancy.
Thank you.
That would be fancy as fuck.
That's why
it's her driver's seat.
Oh, that's why you upped the price?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. What's the price now?
Higher than 1,000. Upper than 1,000.
Upper than 1,000. Have you guys ever heard the term, I'm going to win you? I'm going to win you.
A bear?
What? A bear?
Like
I'm going to win you fair? A bear.
No, like I'm going to win you.
Like over? They're going to like win you over?
No, I'm going to win you, period.
What? Win me what?
That sounds weird.
Like.
Can you hand this to Travis?
You're going
to,
like.
I'm going to win you.
Like, I'm the prize to be won?
No, I'm going to win you. Like, I'm going to, like. Yeah, like I'm going to beat you. Like I'm going to be the winner. Oh. I am going to win.
Oh,
win.
Okay. That's like something little kids would say, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Have you ever? Yeah, I'm going to borrow you something.
I'm going to borrow you something.
Have you guys, do you guys ever hear that kind of shit?
Yeah, like little
isn't
kids,
it so weird? I'm going to win you.
I'm going to, oh shit.
Or the biggest thing, well, what the know, fuck?
It's a proposal.
Or, my doodles are getting married.
Oh man!
I think that was her proposing to you, so you know.
Was it? Damn it! My fingers aren't big enough.
No, if I eat the inside,
wouldn't that be embarrassing? Like you go to get like married and you give the ring and then the fucking ring doesn't fit her fat ass finger.
Oh my gosh! Have you seen the picture though?
No.
There's a picture and her finger's so fucking swollen.
She made it.
Wait, whose finger?
I don't know who it is.
No, I wasn't speaking about anywhere specific. I just think that'd be embarrassing.
I've just seen it online.
You know, you're on your knees. It's all romantic. Your fucking grandma's there, everybody.
You put it on your pinky.
And then it doesn't fit.
Yeah.
That would suck.
Or saying no, right? I don't know why people do, like, public proposals. It's yeah. Like, that's what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, that is kind of embarrassing, though. Saying no.
I would, like,
that's like something
that I'd have to be 100% somehow, sure, man, that
somehow chick was ready. Disgust. At some point in the relationship, like, hey, yeah. So are you cool with, like, hey, look at this video. Do you think that's cool?
Yeah.
Would you mind?
Nudge. Would you, if somebody proposed to you, like, obviously, somebody, like, if you guys were going out with somebody right now, would you think you'd say yes?
No.
Right
no. Now? No. Absolutely not.
Not at all?
No.
Not even if you were super in love with the guy?
No, I don't.
I guess you can't honestly answer that, though.
Yeah, no, you have to be going out with somebody to.
I mean.
Well, no, and you have to have a.
No.
But no. Okay. Well, right now, I guess you guys could say no, right?
All right.
No, I just don't want to get
ready?
Married.
Yeah, we're ready.
I'm here.
Okay. I was just ready. Trying He's to get back. Some girl talk.
Girl. Oh, that's mine. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, gosh, I'm so scared.
You should have been here for the jelly beans. You would have been fucking
scared. Does anybody want to describe it? The appearance? The aroma?
It is brown.
I mean, don't give it away, you know.
Coca-Cola looking like. Anything
else. Oh. It's very, Count chocolate. Count chocolate.
Oh, no. Tootsie Poppy.
All right. Are we ready?
No.
No, you got to taste it before you guess.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, true.
I was already writing it down.
Cheers. Cheers.
Cheers. Clunk. All right. One, two, three, go.
Fuck, that's gross.
That's funny because you liked the first one. Nichelle looked like she was going to throw up.
It doesn't taste like anything.
I think she seems more okay with this one.
I could drink okay with this. Like, if you give me the whole bottle, I could drink this.
I wouldn't normally drink it, but I could deal with this one.
This is gross.
I saw another version of this one that looked disgusting because it wasn't clear. And I was like, no.
None of these are brands, right? Clear. They're not brands. These are all generic names.
Well, the last one was Lester's Fixins, and it has this old bald guy on the cover.
And I know he's fixing for something. What the fuck?
Oh my god.
Okay. I'm just gonna put
this one is Rocket Fizz brand, which is of no use to you.
I like this. It tastes good.
Alright, go ahead and pick who. Is everybody ready?
Yeah.
Marcella?
I put gross shit.
Just gross shit.
It's disgusting. Yeah.
Isabel?
I put Dusty Tootsie Pop.
Yes.
Dusty Tootsie
like
Pop.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's exactly what
that's
it is.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it kind of smells like that, but it just tastes a
yeah,
lot
like
more
when
like
you found
chocolate
it under the couch,
syrup.
You're like,
just chocolate
yeah.
syrup.
So you're
like
saying chocolate
Hershey's
syrup?
Hershey's chocolate syrup kind of feel. Right.
Chocolate syrup.
Dusty.
It is labeled as chocolate soda made with real
oh,
cocoa.
Wow. Whoa. Mm.
Killing the shit.
I mean,
well,
I don't
you didn't
about the
really
first
get the
one.
I know, I know. Okay, let me live.
I thought this one was pretty good, though.
Yeah, that one was. Okay.
Check the
Did
ingredients.
You
oh, we do have to finish it
yeah,
up.
Yeah.
No, I finished it, but it was. Oh, dude, that was disgusting.
There's like three drinks. It's not that much.
It's enough. It's like when. Yeah, I don't mind.
I don't like chugging things.
Good to know. Oh, whoa,
what happened? What
was that moment right now? What was everybody just surprised?
It's because I was thinking about that one. No.
So was I. Good times.
That was, wasn't it?
You're crazy.
What the fuck? Why does people? A lot of people tell me that. That's weird.
Maybe
it's
true. Maybe you should listen.
Usually I'm alone when they say that.
Usually the lights are off. And I'm in my bidet.
In my Volvo.
The price has changed. So tell us, like, kind of how Jemmy asked Travis last week. Tell us something like.
Fuck no.
No, I said the fuck.
Like,
what the
fuck?
Nichelle, tell us something like, not a secret, but like something that maybe not a lot of people would guess about you. That, like, when they find out, they're like, what? I never thought you would do that.
That or, I am
or that you're
older
like that.
Than I am.
Like, maybe you, you, like, some shit, like, if you say, like, I'm secretly a punk rocker or something like that, I'd be like, what? I would
I'm
never
secretly
guess.
All up in the underground psychedelic rock scene.
I'm in the hip-hop underground. Immortal Technique is my protege.
You're actually Daft Punk.
Yeah, I am actually.
That would be amazing. That would be amazing. If you were, your name was actually Thomas Bangalter, that would be amazing.
Yeah. Well, actually.
That is true. You're saying
that is true.
Verbatim.
No, I am Tupac.
You are Tupac?
What?
Damn.
You're crazy. Tupac. You're just like, it's me. Know. Or maybe you wouldn't talk like that, but
I know.
It's me.
I'm Tupac.
I'm Tupac.
Excuse me.
Tupac, so you.
Do you like Tupac?
Yeah.
Were you even born when Tupac was killed?
Yeah.
94, right?
Yeah. I was 1 year old.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my goodness.
I was one of the years old.
Not everyone as old as you,
Jamie. Yeah, I know. 2 years later, I had a fucking job.
Think you're all bad.
Why? Because I had a full-time job since I'm 16?
Think you're all bad.
I've had a full-time job longer than I haven't had a full-time job in my life.
Think you're all bad.
Yeah. You fucking ready? For another one of these?
Fucking ready,
asses?
Bitch.
Round three.
I'm always ready.
I burped and I tasted the corn.
Go. One red, one free.
Oh, I know, right?
Ew, that one won't go away. This one. Fucking linger.
All right. Ooh,
this one's golden too, I'm afraid.
This one has like flowies and shit.
It's bubbles.
Yeah, that's what, keep telling yourself that.
Okay.
You guys ready?
Ready. Cheers.
Cheers.
Bonk. You didn't do it, Travis.
I did.
You didn't go
clonk.
Oh my God.
No, you said clonk. Okay. All right.
Oh, it's delicious. I like it.
This one's very familiar. Like, yeah. I could almost put it in here.
It's so funny watching your reactions because it's like every one of these, one of you wants to throw up.
No.
This is like the most random one that I wouldn't have expected.
Well, fucking chocolate dough right now was gross, man.
Smell. Can I say what it smells like?
Well, wait till everyone writes their guesses down.
Okay.
I didn't really get any smell out of it. I really think it tastes like it.
Yeah.
I am not a fan.
You don't know what it is.
I am not a fan.
Oh, yeah. I was like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, totally.
It tastes, for lack of a better word, Mexican.
Mexican?
Yeah, it tastes Mexican.
How does it taste Mexican?
I fucking, that's just.
It's not fucking pepinos and limon.
No, I know it's not. But it just tastes like something
I would
familiar.
Love it if it was like pepinos and tajin.
Pepinos, that's what I meant.
It's like. Como que tiene chile y un pinche.
If it had a chile, it would be nice.
Como un chile y un mango.
What?
Así un cubo.
We all. Oh, okay. Nope.
Como mango, jugo de mango, y luego un pinche tajín. En barabum, barabum.
I don't want to finish this.
Big barabum.
Not too bad.
Do we really have to?
Mm-hmm.
It's not. This is actually not that bad.
Travis paid good money for this.
Like yeah, damn it. I paid. I drove these from another county.
These came from another state.
I what don't care where it came why? From. It sucks. It's bad. I don't
trust me.
Like
any
it.
Of these are better than the peanut butter and jelly one.
Oh,
see, that was the most disgusting thing I've ever tasted.
See, but everything that everybody's like, that's gross. I'm like, this is good.
Although I'm optimistic the next one's going to be kind of what
I did it.
I have taken three sips.
Okay,
so
ugh. Let's hear Isabel first.
Weak Shick beer smells like celery.
What?
Weak shit beer.
Watered
like
down beer.
Oh, so it's watered down beer that smells like celery. Okay.
Yeah.
I just said celery.
Celery.
Right, celery, Marcella? Right?
It's like a chili.
Chile con carne.
No, it's like a carne asada fry. No, it's like a chili, like a chili with like a papaya or something.
You, I don't know
the
where the fuck you
I
got
know.
That because you went
this
way overboard.
I'm getting like a papaya with like some
like it's so much
very
like
light
that I almost taste a clamato in it.
Yeah, like I want a little like splash of
like, yeah, like there's like a hint of like weak chili.
I can almost taste
like
a
chili
Bloody
powder.
Mary
excuse
in
me.
Like what?
That's I don't know. So that's
like a chili powder with
Michelle's killing you guys because that's celery soda.
Celery soda.
It actually has celery seed in it.
Dang.
Wow, nice.
I mean, so we know celery. Whose taste buds are the best here.
Celery soda with other
time.
Yeah, that's true. You only got it once. You know?
Hey, but I got closer than the
so
other
cool
one.
Your shit, girl.
Well, she got
you guys
two
are
with
you
the,
guys are tied.
For yeah, that. Actually made
with
by Canada
the,
Dry.
With the tootsie and,
yeah.
Sudden
and
the chocolate
scotch.
Syrup.
Huh.
And the, I yeah, said so. Celery. I mean,
said,
it smells like
it
celery.
It smells like celery.
She said it was weak beer.
Yeah, it tastes like weak beer.
I don't know why, but I tasted like chili.
Like celery to you.
It does. It kind of does.
We'll just give her celery and see if she
I like
gets
celery.
Drunk.
I don't mind.
Did you finish it yet?
Yeah, I downed that shit.
Do you like these sodas?
I wouldn't drink them normally.
So who's going to finish the rest of them?
What do you mean? This is the whole bottle.
Oh,
I'm splitting the bottle between us.
I thought you had like empty portions of it.
Oh, hell no.
Oh.
No, everybody's getting 3 ounces.
I'm going to need like...
Yeah, it wasn't good, but it wasn't bad.
A beer or something. I'm going to need some not weak-ass beer after this.
I mean, it'll burn that corn flavor that's in my throat right now.
It'll burn something.
This celery got rid of that corn.
No, I burped
I
right now.
That
I still taste
back.
That fucking corn.
Wait till I burp again.
Thank you. I didn't enjoy my vision.
I'm just like raving out over here.
Yeah, I can see you doing something. Is that what they call it?
Wait, where'd you go?
And Michelle, you okay?
Oh.
Whoa.
Man.
He's raving now, man.
Yeah.
He's trending.
Now
out.
Turn off the lights. Get these lights.
Oh, hey, come down. We're not in the theater, Isabel.
Oh, there, I got the corn.
Out of your
there
butt?
In that burp.
That's how I feel when I get it out of my ass finally.
Oh,
I
my,
wipe
oh
it off.
My God. You and your ass. Come on.
You said I got
it
the corn.
Have, like, the seeds, the shell.
The shell. That would be amazing if it had, like, little flakes in it.
Oh,
ew.
Maybe just,
if it just be, like, popcorn, normal popcorn.
Well, yeah, not, like, poop or nothing.
Pureed?
Just, man,
just like, regular popcorn.
Yeah.
Pureed?
Yeah, just like all, like, gross and, like, soggy.
No, just, like, normal.
Oh, just the kernels?
Just, like, you're coming, like, it's coming out of the kettle.
Like, instead of chasing the worm, you're just chasing the corn. Wouldn't that be cool if a corn popped in your stomach? A kernel?
I don't know if that would be good.
I mean, but I know, but it'd probably feel crazy as fuck. He's over there looking at me, all weird and shit. Give me eyes. Just because he lives here, he thinks he can do whatever he wants. Nine say nothing.
I'm still editing it.
Fuck.
Oh, yucky.
Is this Choco again? Is this Choco's revenge?
No.
I don't
There's
know.
No blood.
That would probably be better.
What the fuck? It smells like...
I can't even pinpoint that smell.
Oh, I know what it smells like. Ugh.
You haven't tasted it yet, though.
I don't care.
It does kind of smell just down. Like the chocolate one, though.
No, it does not. What?
Kind of. Kind of.
It has a hint of it.
Like a hint.
I was gonna say one. The one time you don't stick it right in the mic.
Oh fuck!
He's like up to his. He's like doing the fucking Kylie Jenner challenge with us.
I didn't taste it. I didn't taste it.
You just poured it down your chin.
Yeah. No,
you just
nose.
Inhaled right. It with your nose.
All right, are we ready?
It's not.
Oh, so Isabel's years. Cheating.
Yeah, I cheated.
I know, Isabel. What the fuck?
Just two fucking ears.
One,
sorry.
Two, three, go.
Whoa, that's harsh.
That's actually better than I was
oh,
expecting.
Wow.
Yeah, I think it's actually about as good as you're going to get for what it is.
I mean, I think that's what it is.
What is it?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I'm just going to go out on a limb here. And you okay there?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
How many words is
fuck I lose?
It's a straightforward one.
Okay.
I'm good.
I mean,
do you think you know or you're just guessing because you're not sure?
I'm taking a big leap.
Do you have any guess?
I got Michelle? Nothing.
Yeah. I got
how about you? What do you got, Marcella? What are you thinking?
Sawdust pomegranate.
You are so fucking stupid.
Sawdust pomegranate. pomegranate. Granite.
Damn it, I still got corn.
Sawdust.
Still have corn?
Dude.
What do you got, Isabel?
Root beer, but it smells like when you leave clothes in the washer and then you forget about them.
And then you lick it.
So Roy?
And then you smell it and then you're like... Like ropa
Roy never makes it to the washer. What are you talking about? She said leave it in the washer.
Is that how you say it? Ropa seda?
Yeah.
Aseda?
I think so.
Okay. Well, that's what it smells like.
Yes.
All right. Well, this is another one from Lester's Fixins category.
Not sweet corn?
It's not sweet corn.
No, it's not sweet corn. That's hilarious.
I'll let you do the honors, Nichelle.
Oh.
Root beer?
Oh, this is why I didn't know what it freaking tasted like.
No way.
Fuck you.
No way. No way.
Bacon soda.
Oh, my God.
It's artificially flavored. There's no pork products in it.
For all of you that don't know, I am allergic to pork. So, yeah, no shit, I don't know what bacon tastes like.
That doesn't taste like bacon.
That nothing. Like, no. It's sweet.
I think it smells a lot more like it. When I first opened the bottle, it fucking reeked of bacon over there.
I'm sticking with my sawdust, man, because it doesn't taste like
you.
It doesn't taste like bacon. It just doesn't.
I don't know. None of these taste exact. I mean, the celery kind of did. The corn kind of did.
The fucking corn was dead on. The corn was dead on.
But again, I think if you're going to make a meat soda, that's as good as you're going to get. It had some hints of bacon.
I'm just going to drink this.
All you need to do for that one is put
bacon.
The bacon syrup. No, the sweet corn was the best.
Michelle, I mean, flavor-wise, I guess.
She didn't know she's missing.
I can still taste the sweet corn.
Right? Yes, it won't go away.
It's lingering, yeah.
I got chocolate.
Get out of here.
I keep burping chocolate.
It's like when I ate those sweet corn chips you gave me.
This doesn't taste anything like bacon smells like.
I couldn't get that taste.
Honestly, though.
That doesn't taste
If
like
this
bacon.
Is real bacon, I'm disappointed.
It says artificial flavor.
Well.
No, Nichelle, don't let this discourage you. This is not what bacon tastes like. Now I have to rethink my...
Did you finish it at least?
No. I refuse.
She feels lied to.
No, it's just like I'm...
We got Marcelo over here who's gargling with it.
I'm just trying
to... Swish and spit.
I'm trying to make it taste like bacon. It does not.
I can cook some bacon and throw it in there if you want. I only have turkey
like,
bacon.
The only thing that's close to bacon is that it has a charred taste. That's it.
All I'm going to say is this is still better than the fucking PB&J one. You're lucky I didn't get that.
Damn it.
And I didn't get it because it was so disgusting when I had one.
Well, fuck. Now I want that.
Well, you'll be here because this is only half of my collection, so we'll do this again sometime.
Nice. And then we got to throw in brainwash for the people that haven't tried it.
Damn.
I was half expecting that in here. Yeah, see, that would have been awesome.
Yeah.
To throw it in here at last.
Just like, we might as suddenly look at it and just like.
Well,
you don't want
to drink that hot. Yeah. It hasn't been chilled, so.
Yeah.
Fuck, no.
You don't want to drink it sober. You don't want to drink it not high.
Yeah, I made the mistake of letting it sit there and I.
Yeah.
Pour it over ice.
I don't
water it down.
I don't think mixed with Everclear it would be decent.
No, I think it would.
Everclear would be an improvement.
I think mixing a drink with some other shit would be kind of cool. Because it's strong.
I got my UV blue.
Let me throw it in with
it
this
just tastes,
bacon.
Yeah, it tastes like you're supposed to water it down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It tastes like like fucking packets of flavor. That's like the best way I can describe it.
Well, I think that's about doing us for this week. Anybody
doing
else
us.
Got anything?
That's about doing us.
Anybody?
Yeah. Would anybody like to edit? Well, you, official sponsor, you didn't say anything.
Woo!
Well, if you don't say anything for this one, you can send us something next time.
No, I liked what I said. What did I say?
Woo!
Isabel contributed some food.
I did.
She's the official sponsor of this episode.
Again, fuck my date from Friday. I'm going to fuck you, the guy from Saturday.
Fuck you, guy from Friday? Saturday?
I'll actually probably see you later today. Okay.
There you go.
Okay, then.
Can't confirm Saturday is coming.
Oh, yeah.